This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of this program where you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we're going to talk about the right to be forgotten, or at least that's what they say in Europe, and the latest news about the so-called right to be forgotten. But first, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Now, you can bring up anything that you want. We have talked a lot about the incels, whatever you want to call them, the phenomena, kind of an interesting thing to talk about. Some say that it's because of the feminized society that we had a gentleman who called in last hour, and I think he made an interesting argument that these men who are being raised primarily by women with this sort of feminist belief system are likely the ones who are these beta males and who are failing when it comes to attracting a potential
mate. And think back, what's the oldest term you know? The oldest term I know for beta male is mama's boy. There's, you know,
pussy.
There's a connection there, you know. The other thing is, if you look into Freud's work on homosexuality, one thing that he tended to identify was a domineering mother as being. Now, I don't know if that's out of style these days, and I don't have any theory as to whether it's genetic or not, but. It doesn't seem to be any single gene, but yeah, this is not a new phenomenon. We just make up new
there's
words
new
for things
it.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Transsexuals aren't new either.
Well, what is new, and again, the same caller, I think, pointed this out as well, is that now these people who have existed previously now have forums. So if they existed previously, they sort of were in their world, they had their workplace, they had their friends groups or whoever they knew in real life, but now they can go online to the same online forum, whether it's 4chan or wherever it is that these folks hang out. In this case, the murderer in Toronto was a 4chaner, but I imagine there are other places where they go, where they can get reinforced. So not only do they have this particular belief system, but they've now been able to find other people who have the same belief system. And in many cases, this is a benefit, right? Like, so for people that have a certain belief that's not harmful to themselves, they can get together with other people who have that same belief, and they have a club. But in this case, the club is a bunch of angry men who then feed off of the anger of one another. It's sort of like the same thing with the white supremacist, people like Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
You know, as the one thing the internet can definitely provide you with is people who are like you. And so if you go to the internet and you're angry, you're going to come across other people who are similarly angry, whose anger will then ratchet up in response to the people that they're around. They're making memes that are angry and, you know, incel-y and mad about, you know, their lives and sharing their stories and their depression and their anger with one another. And that's not a positive situation.
Well, it can be a positive situation if and only if some of the members of the group have found a way out. Because, you know, if you find a way, you know, if there's no solution, if there's no way to fix your life, then, you know, then there is no solution for you. There's no way to stop hating the world that hates you.
How are you going to find that solution if all you're mired in is the same kind of anger and hatred?
Well, and that's the unfortunate thing is that apparently there are not positive people going in there and saying, "Hey, this is a different way to handle this."
Maybe they are.
Because
I
guarantee
know.
If somebody could, maybe there are, but you know, if somebody could introduce, could show these guys a way to live that they were not miserable, then as soon as they were not miserable, they would not be wanting to blow up things with or drive vans into people or anything like that. I think what kept a lot of the socially marginal guys together in the past was there wasn't a welfare state. So, you know, if you weren't that attractive, sooner or later a poor chick would come along and marry anyway. But now they don't need you to take care of them. They've got the
welfare state.
Probably some truth to that. Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily think that being amongst other like-minded people is a bad thing, but when you end up in an echo chamber where all you're listening to is other like-minded people,
and all they're talking about is how bad life is and how...
That's where the danger comes in. It's the same reason that I think it's a bad idea to, like, ban people from Porkfest, for example, have different views. You know, it's not so much that, you know, you have to agree with them, but if you never hear any views other than those, you know, from within your own social circles, you're going to have a really warped perspective of the world.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And the thing about positivity is I used to go to AA, and when I was about 10 years sober, I went to Hawaii with my parents. And I went to an AA meeting in Hawaii, which was awful. There were, like, people selling drugs in the parking lot, and like, everybody at the meeting was getting a sheet signed, which meant they were there under a court order.
Right.
And so, except one guy, the guy who was signing all the sheets, and he came up to me after the meeting and said, you know, you're obviously serious. Here's a list of the like, inner sanctum meetings. That you can go to. And I guess the liberal judges in Hawaii were court ordering so many people to go to AA that people started getting drunk. And so they formed their own groups of people who were just serious about getting sober, and then they'd send one guy out as like a bird dog
to find the real sheets. Yeah.
And find the real ones, yeah.
Amazing.
Huh. It's kind of the way I think anarchists should use the Libertarian Party. But
let's go to somebody calling themselves the Village Idiot. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Mike Tyson famously knocked out Leon Spinks in 93 seconds. I'd happily get in the ring with an idiot and a liar by the name of Rich Paul. And I'll stop your breathing.
Okay, bro, you want to put $100 on it?
9.3 seconds. I'll take
9.3 seconds.
9.3 seconds.
Oxygen to your foot.
Hey, how does this tough talk attract women in your life, James? How you doing?
I was going to say, isn't this James?
It is James. Yeah, I unbanned him from the show. Because,
oh, did you?
Yeah, because, you know, he's been a little bit nicer recently, even though he opened... Here, hold on a second. I'm gonna let you come back here, but you just keep talking. I just want to explain for new listeners and you, Chris.
Yeah, new to me.
Last night, he's been calling recently and has not jumped straight to the threats, usually within the first sentence. So I feel like he should have a chance to say something that he wants to say, and he was insulting people last night, but he didn't really get to the threats. And so, given that Mark's not on the show and Mark's the one who's got the real issue him, he's unbanned for nights where Mark's not on, but he's still banned for nights where Mark is on. Anyway, please go ahead.
Okay. I don't even remember what I was saying. Okay,
lie.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, until you come up here and say that, you're just a bitch behind the microphone. So, you know, come up and say it to my face or don't bother to say it.
All right, so look.
I will. You know where I am.
James, what is it that you're so upset about? I mean, it's been how many years now? 7 years since you started calling this show?
I don't think he even knows. I don't know. I've just been mad at you for so long.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
Since the very first time I ever called, 327-14 being the fourth, you can listen to Mark Edge have a premeditated sneer against me. Not to mention you've doxed me and called me a racist and accused me of being
I have not done those things, sir.
I heard he was a racist. Isn't he a racist?
Spineless human being, Ian Bernard. You've called me a liar when I told the truth. Just as Chris has. Mono, man,
me, Chris?
Man,
this Chris? Or a different Chris?
Man, to
We've
me,
got
man,
lots
Chris.
Of Chris.
I have not forgotten you called me a liar on the public airwaves. And, of course,
you're
I
a liar.
You
never said that.
He dumped my call. But let me proof to you that you're...
I think he's talking about the other
Chris. Yeah, you're confusing Chris's.
I just want you to settle down, James. I'm going to actually put you on hold. This has not happened in a long time. We're going to hold on to James.
Really?
Wow.
I'm welcoming James back. I want to try to figure
Why
out...
Why are we doing this? Do we hate ourselves?
What is it that has got this man so angry for half a decade that he continues it? He's threatened
okay,
people.
That is interesting.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. Well, I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that, and I feel great. You know, I think it's helping and everything. And he says, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. And I also want to let you know about liberty.menu. That is a great website where you can go if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Liberty.menu has listings that you can create. Maybe you are an event creator or perhaps a digital content creator, or maybe you're a business owner. You want other people in the Liberty community, people who might describe themselves as libertarians or anarchists or voluntarists, to find out that you exist. The best site to do it is liberty.menu. You can also use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu is free to use, so unless you don't want free publicity, maybe you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, then you probably should stay away. But if you are interested in letting people know and maybe getting some new business out of it, go to liberty.menu and get started over there. Again, it's free to put more than one thing up. If you got like more than one business, that's cool. You can put them all up there. At liberty.menu, we go back to James on the line here tonight from Arizona. James, just trying to kind of get it all out in the onto the air here. You've been angry for so
long. About me in the public airway than I've ever.
You got to talk right into the phone. I don't know if you got a speakerphone on, but you sound terrible right now. You were sounding better earlier, so I don't know what you did to change the quality of the call. Are you there?
Are you servicing a customer?
Okay, much better. So,
oh, that's so funny, Rich. Minister Freeman, you said
his name is nobody. Okay, he changed his name.
Since I've very
you can call me Rich.
Minister Freeman. That's your con man moniker, Ian.
Not a con man. You don't get to be successful in life by being a con man.
May I speak?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
May I speak?
That's why I held you over. Go ahead.
You've spoken more than I have.
Yeah, I have the show.
I'm
here 3 hours a night.
Where you can come and take over the public airwaves.
Yeah,
except
you
when James Whitney Klein calls in.
No.
Then you take over the public airwaves and crap on my good name after you dump my car for over half a decade. Rich,
okay, which one of your names is the good one?
James, you do nothing but call in and criticize people. I mean, why do you think we're going to come back and defend ourselves after you hang up? Of course we are.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting treat.
You call yourself a minister of peace and love, yet you crap on a caller incessantly and then laugh at him and all these things and say
James,
things about him.
We've offered you apologies. Can you just settle down for a moment? We've offered
no
you apologies in the past.
You're no more sincere in your apology than you are a minister of peace.
See, there's
and
nothing
love.
You can do. You can't do anything right.
Questions.
You can't even apologize to this guy. He doesn't care.
It's heads you win, tails I lose. Hey, Rich, isn't it true that I heard you brag about making $30,000 selling Bitcoin?
What?
Huh?
Yeah,
you boasted on the public airwaves having sold $30,000 worth of Bitcoin while sitting right next to Mark Edge this summer, didn't you?
Actually, I had a pile of Bitcoin that was worth $30,000 at one point, but I didn't sell it all at that point.
So you still have it?
That's none
I
of
didn't
your business.
Say that
yeah,
either.
That's not your business.
Yes,
your
it
business.
Is, because the Keene Public Defender's Office would like to know that you're playing them, and the good taxpayers of Keene, speaking of being a liar and an idiot and not a minister, Freeman, you lie on his behalf so easily like a fake apology is a lie. You, sir, have called me a liar on the public airwaves after I told you that I did not have three Deweys. I got
okay,
one
so this is still
ago.
what it's about. I thought you had two. I thought you said you had two of them.
Ago. I've already told you I have one, and then you say you've apologized, and you say you're apologized, yet you accuse me of being a liar. Again.
Okay. I told you, James, I told you, hold on, we can get to Chris in a second here. I told you that the internet has evidence that you have more than one. You're saying that's false. Okay, I accept. I'm sorry about this.
You're calling me a liar.
No, I'm saying the internet has different information.
He's apologizing for
being
wrong.
You're calling me a liar.
Not only did I tell you the internet has different information than what you're saying, I also told you where you can go to find that information. I told you that you can go to, I think it was jail.com, if I recall correctly. Yes, go ahead. You just can't talk over people because it's rude.
You keep on repeating a lie and then call me rude?
I'm not lying. I found your records on jail.com. That is not a lie, sir. Now, what you're saying is that jail.com is presenting misinformation, correct?
No, you freaking idiot. It's due to the original charge, driving on a suspended license after I got a Dewey. That's why it shows that I have a Dewey, you
okay,
idiot.
Man.
Again, you've called me a liar. And if I
have not
Bitcoin
called you a liar.
Every time you said I had multiple Deweys.
If I called you a liar, I'd call you a liar straight to your face, and I've not called you a liar.
You've been smearing me. You've already called me a liar when I've told you the truth already.
Okay.
And you're lying.
I already told you it's just different information. That's
Chris,
not. Go ahead.
Let me ask
See,
you a question,
I tried,
Chris.
Right?
I'm trying to speak the truth as I always have. You've never been interested in it. All you are interested in is smearing James Whitney kind.
How that much have you had to drink tonight? That's what I want to know.
You're not a minister of peace or love. You're a liar. Just like Rich Paul was just so to be a liar.
Who's
you
calling a liar? Is he calling me a liar now?
He's calling me a liar for a second there. And I'm a
I
think we might all
none
be liars. I'm not tracking very well. I think he's drunk. Are you drunk, James?
He does call like all of us liars like constantly. So.
Why don't you try calling when you're sober? Are you the stump when you're sober?
I'm angry because you're a liar. You're a fat, ugly
James,
slob.
Why do you think that?
If
we're so horrible to you, why do you keep calling in?
Wow.
Slop in 9 points.
Did you even hear his question, James? He asked you a question. You wanted to talk to Chris. He asked you a question.
He's interested in having dialogue. He's interested in...
He asked you a question. That
airways.
Dialogue.
I don't think he ever stops talking. I think he just fades out of range sometimes.
No, I hit him. I put him on hold so a listener can actually hear at least one side of the conversation.
Let me ask the question again. James, why do you keep calling in if we keep, talking about you?
I mean...
Rich Paul, you lie about me. Then double down on the lie.
It's over.
Instead of accusing me of being angry, which I am, because
you are so angry. Is there ever a time when you're happy? Has there ever been a time in the last 5 years where you like smiled and enjoyed yourself?
When I'm not talking to liars and losers like
so
you,
so stop
I'm at all times.
Jesus, just stop. If it's so frustrating to you, just stop.
Yeah, the best thing you could do is stop calling into the show,
right?
Because all it does is irritate you. I don't understand why people irritate themselves like this. They're doing it
like
to themselves.
It. He must like it. It at some level. He must enjoy it.
I don't know. Some people are just I got issues.
My guess is he's some sort of a narcissist, and he can't deal with the fact that a national radio audience thinks he's an idiot, and so he has to call up and convince them they're wrong. And of course, the way he does that convinces everybody that, yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, James, I just want to say welcome back to the show. Thank you for the call here tonight. You're not banned as long as Mark isn't on the air.
And as long as people keep tipping us when you call.
And they've tipped him. He's gotten tips in the chat room. He's known as Mouth-Breathing Dullard. He has a special room called the Troll Zone or the Toxic User Zone if you want to find him and talk to him. If you want James to insult you, just go talk to him in the Toxic User Zone and he'll turn his attention to you. More coming up here. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you can dial in. Toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of these airwaves. With me tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Chris has a story about the so-called right to be forgotten. What is that, and what's the latest? There's been a court decision about it. We'll get into it here, and of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Plus, I definitely want to let you know about Edge Wallet. If you are interested in getting started with the world of cryptocurrency, then Edge Wallet is my favorite wallet out there. There's a lot of wallets from which you can choose. They're all free. Edge Wallet is certainly free as well. They've got dozens of cryptocurrencies and also tokens that you can add to the wallet. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies. It's available for iOS and Android devices. And the guys over at Edge are a veteran team. They've been building wallets since back when it was only Bitcoin. Back in 2014, their tagline is Secure Your Freedom. Go to edge.app to learn more about the Edge wallet. And again, download yours from the Google or Apple App Store. Edge.app is their website. It's the wallet I use more than any other. And that was true from before when they became a sponsor. Edge.app. As we go to RMX. RMX is on our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I'm just calling because the other day Google announced they have got the quantum computer up and running.
I heard about
and
this.
I'm thinking to myself, if they have it, then basically Bitcoin and all the other altcoins would all theoretically go straight to them if they chose to do it like that.
I haven't read the story, but mostly because I kind of suspect that it is not
overblown.
Yeah, it's overblown. But
Well, the fact that that capacity exists within quantum computing does not imply that version one of quantum computing is going to be able to do
crack
it.
I want to know is this anything more than what IBM has come out with in terms of quantum computing? Because they basically had something, but like they didn't understand how it worked, and in practice, it couldn't really do anything.
I have no idea. I'm just wondering.
I mean, you read the story, right?
Is it time to get out of Bitcoin or
well, according to the people,
I would say it's time to get out of BTC because it doesn't scale. But
I just use that generically. I don't use BTC. I use BCH or some of the other ones. But
I mean, there is.
Yeah, me too.
There are quantum computing resistance like algorithms and such in the works. I don't necessarily know that quantum computing, is going to be here before those, algorithms come about that will resist it.
Well, okay, so Bitcoin.com's news site did a story about this.
Yeah.
Financial Times published a story claiming that a paper published by Google researchers described a major computing breakthrough. Using a quantum computer, their team managed to perform a calculation in just over 3 minutes that would have taken the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years. In an industry that's characterized by incremental improvements, that sounds like a leap that warrants comparisons with the Big Bang. Quantum supremacy, which the researchers claim to have attained, refers to the moment when a quantum computer outperforms the world's best classical computer in a specific test. Google described the achievement as a, quote, milestone towards full-scale quantum computing, unquote, and predicted quantum computing capacity to expand at a double exponential rate, outstripping the exponential rate that Moore's law has described so faithfully for decades. On the face of it, this technology sounds in danger of destroying everything we hold dear, starting with Bitcoin. The reality, as is so often the case, is more nuanced. Predictions of Bitcoin's death at the hands of quantum computing have been greatly exaggerated. Fearing that a quantum breakthrough is just around the corner, threatening the sanctity of all known encryption algorithms, cryptographers have been striving to develop quantum-resistant blockchains, which you were referring to just a moment ago, Chris, that can withstand a Cambrian explosion in quantum computing. According to quantum-resistant blockchain QAN, their CTO, Johan Polsak, said, quote, the most popular public key algorithms are theoretically at risk of being broken by a quantum computing breakthrough. Most encrypted data intercepted and stored today could be decrypted by quantum computers in the near future, he says. But regarding Google's quantum computer, he said this, quote, the notion of Google achieving a quantum breakthrough sounds very dramatic, but in reality, it's hard to gauge the significance at this time. How can we be sure that Google's quantum computer is more powerful than D-Wave's, for example, which surpassed 1,000 qubits, I don't know what that means, 4 years ago? So he's saying there was another previous quantum breakthrough that happened 4 years ago, and whatever that was also didn't break the cryptography on cryptocurrency.
Was that IBM?
He said it was D-Wave, the letter D hyphen W-A-V-E.
Oh, you know what? I think they're referring to the same thing I was. I got confused in terms of who did it or something.
I mean, IBM may be involved. I don't know.
Yeah, there might have been something with IBM. I think there was some article with IBM buying a computer or something like that. And I think the government did, too, and a few other parties.
So they say that, just to get a little more detailed, QAN's protocol, all signatures and hashes within it might be susceptible, or that might be susceptible to quantum algorithms, are protected by post-quantum cryptography. Just as it sounds, this is a school of cryptography dedicated to protecting networks in a world of quantum supercomputers. There are numerous models of post-quantum cryptography, with QAN favoring a lattice-based approach, but there are other variants of the six primary schools of post-quantum cryptographic research, which obviously we're not going to get into here because that's way too technical. I don't understand it. Maybe you and nobody would have some grasp of this, but it's probably out of the bailiwick of most people listening.
Yeah,
to this,
see, I'm a programmer, but I'm not not a cryptographer, right. So I would have to read probably a lot of background material to know what they were talking about.
But, you know, this is a legitimate concern, obviously, about the future of cryptocurrency. They do say here, RMX, that while advancements in quantum computing warrant close scrutiny, there's no evidence to suggest that Bitcoin private keys are in danger of getting popped anytime soon. To illustrate just how secure current cryptographic standards are, OpenBazaar's Chris Pacia, who's also a free stater, lives in New Hampshire, wrote a blog post in 2013 in which he discussed the commonly used AES Advanced Encryption Standard. He said, quote, if every one of the 7 billion people on Earth had 10 computers testing 1 billion key combinations per second, it would take the entire population, oh my God, that's a lot of zeros. Let's see.
That's six, too many
nine,
zeros, actually.
12, eight,
be able to give us a number
15,
over the radio.
18, 21, 24 zeros. 77 followed by 24 zeros. That many years to find a single 128-bit AES
now that is,
key.
Now, that is, though, with traditional,
the
traditional computers. So, I think there is reasons. Now, I think the news stories are sensationalist, generally, but it's not to say that the technology isn't real. It's just, you know, how long is it actually going to be before this happens? And it's not like there isn't already research going into how to
protecting
solve
it.
Right, how to solve the crypto, you know, the encryption, you know, still have encryption in a crypto era.
RMX,
the hard part is going to be to find something that you can do with common household hardware that will be resistant to, because, you know, the more the bigger your keys get, then the more resources you're using on your machine.
Right.
So I don't know. I think there may be a time when cryptography is very difficult on personal computers.
So I suspect that the answer to this is, or the solution may simply be in was it one-time pads? Where it's, I mean, it may not work.
Pads?
What, you know what I'm talking about, Rich? Am I using the wrong word?
Yeah, well, one-time pad is basically you generate an encryption key just for one communication. And so PGP encrypts its messages with a one-time pad, and then it encrypts the one-time pad with the recipient's key. So basically you unlock it, you get the pad, and then you decrypt the rest of the message with the pad.
I mean, basically, effectively, what I'm saying is, if you got 2 gigabytes of data, you could send 2 gigabytes worth of messages. But the other party also has to have that same 2 gigabytes worth of data in order to decrypt it.
RMX, I hope that answers at least some of the concern that you have. There's more in the story over at Bitcoin.com. I will link to it on our social media, and I thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing that up, because I know there's probably a lot of people who've been wondering about that. I'll put that on twitter.freetalklive.com, toot, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com, and also our telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. We will continue here, and we'll talk about the right to be forgotten in moments. Unless we forget, it's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring whatever you want here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you want to join us, our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to say thank you to Nick C., who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Thank you, Nick. Definitely appreciate the support. The AMP program is the way that you can get behind what we do here and help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. We got a couple of stations coming back, actually, who had carried the show previously. They're now going to carry us again. I'm not going to announce them quite yet because, well, you know what? Yeah, I can announce them, even though we haven't gotten the countersigned agreement back. The station signed the agreement. WLOE and WMYN, which are AM stations in Eden and Mayodan, North Carolina. So welcome back to the program. And so that's great having them back on. In fact, they're back on weeknights, although I just realized they're only on 7 nights. So I'll have to re-welcome them on a night on which they're actually carrying us because they don't carry the third hour. So I'll do that again. Anyway, but yes, we do. It's fun to get stations back that have carried us before. And, of course, it's always fun to get new stations on. And you can help us do that by becoming an amplifier, just like Nick C. over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. And you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with credit card, you can do it with Bitcoin, BTC. And actually, if you're an amplifier and you're on our Discord forum, because one of the perks of being an amplifier is you get access to the supporters-only chat rooms on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And there's some other perks as well, like if you're on Facebook, there's an amp-only Facebook group, and there's some other benefits that you get. You can learn about them all over at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you're in the AMP-only group, I'm doing some cryptocurrency giveaways just for the amplifiers. So there's free crypto being given out on the Discord forums, or the Discord chat rooms, rather. A lot of it being done in the on-air chat, some of it being done in the cryptocurrency room, and some of it in the AMP room. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. Help us get on more radio stations. You can be a part of that. We definitely appreciate the support. So, Chris, you brought in a story. It's an update on this right to be forgotten. Longtime listeners may recall it was, what, 2 years ago or something where there was a French lawsuit that got brought by some guy who was really upset that people could look his name up on Google and find out things that he didn't want them to find out.
You got a better memory than me in this respect, yeah. Because I thought they passed the law, and I'm pretty sure they did. They passed the law.
It was based on a lawsuit, as I recall.
Well, you know what? Let me read this.
They may have passed the law.
They're gonna definitely cover this.
Where's the story from?
Details. So this one's coming from VB. I do not know what that stands for.
Okay.
The title of the story is Google Wins Fight to Restrict Right to Be Forgotten Ruling to EU Search Engines. So basically, it's no longer the case that let's just summarize what it is that the right to be forgotten it means. It basically means that if you're in Europe and you have some criminal history maybe, or something that, you know, happened to you and it was in the news and it's no longer relevant, right? You can basically,
according to you.
Yeah, according to you, effectively, you can demand that Google, not the publisher, remove the article from their website,
mm-hmm.
but Google remove the link from the search results to the website.
That's right.
So it no longer comes up.
And Google had to obey them. And the European courts came down with this ruling, and you say it became a law, and now they are jumping through the hoops.
Right.
And if you want your stuff removed in Europe, they will remove it from their search results. They have to.
Let me read a little bit about what happened, and it might explain a little bit about as far as whether it was a lawsuit or a law. I'm pretty sure it was a law that passed. But Google has won a longstanding battle with the European Union after... my phone just crashed. Hold on, let's see.
I can probably pull it up somewhere.
It's back. All right. Google has won a longstanding battle with the European Union after the European Court of Justice ruled the company can limit the scope of the right to be forgotten regulation. So I guess it's a regulation to searches made within the EU. So, yeah, I mean, basically what they're saying here is that there's different versions of the Google search engine. Some of them cater to Europe and some of them cater to...
If you've ever used a VPN,
other countries.
You know, if I connect to the Netherlands, then Google thinks I'm in the Netherlands and I get that version of Google.
Right. So there's Google.eu, and that's what's going to be the default if you try to go to Google.com in Europe. There's some way to make it show the Google.com version of Google search. But this basically is saying they only have to censor on the Google.eu version of the search.
That's the most horrible thing. How can they do that?
How can the government do that, or Google do it?
It's just the idea to me of pulling down history.
Yeah, it's abhorrent.
The internet is supposed to be an ever-growing database.
Yeah, it's revision. You know? It's literally history, revision of history.
Right.
Yeah.
It really rubs me anymore. It rubs me the wrong way as a website content provider. I run freekeen.com. It's a blog that's been in existence since 2006. It catalogs some of the activism that goes on up here. And every now and then somebody will write me an email and they'll say, hey, I'm trying to get a job and I posted something on your website as a comment, but I used my real name and I did it a long time ago. Can you remove that for me? Or it'll be like a former activist, somebody who was up here years ago, and they'll come up, oh, I'm trying to get a job and I don't like the video of me getting arrested with a hat on in the courthouse in Milford. Can you remove that from your site?
Okay, I think that narrows it down to one or two people.
It wasn't Anarcho Jesse. It was the other guy who got arrested for the hat. I forget the kid's name.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He was that, irrelevant. But, it's part of history, and I do not want to remove history. I have gone as far as removing a person's last name because – to me, the individual themselves, like what the kid's exact total name was who got arrested for the hat, is immaterial. The fact that it happened.
Yeah, it matters that somebody got arrested.
Right. The fact that it happened, that there's video of it, that is important. I'm not going to make that go away.
It seems to me more concerning to me when the government forces some company or, you know, a news site for that. Specifically, I mean, this is sort of getting around to having to censor the news.
Right. Using the number one tool that everybody uses for searches and controlling the results.
It's extraordinarily dangerous, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is.
It's controlling speech. Effectively. Yeah.
The funny thing is, it seems like that will create a lifestyle for search engines where the one that becomes biggest will become the most sued, and then it will become the least useful, and people will move on to the next one.
So, basically, it's official, meaning Google and others will only have to delist search results from search engines inside the EU's parameters. The court concludes that currently there is no obligation under EU law for a search engine operator who grants a request for dereferencing, is how they phrase it.
Dereferencing.
Made by a data subject. So I guess that's a person submitting the request to remove
data
the reference.
Subject.
As the case may be, following an injunction from a supervisory or judicial authority of a member state to carry out such a dereferencing on all the versions of
what does that mean?
It makes my skin crawl when they say dereferencing, because dereferencing a pointer is looking down that pointer and seeing what's at the end of it. So when you dereference a phone number when you call it. Okay, a phone number is a reference to you, and when you follow that reference, you're dereferencing it. So really annoying.
They're using it differently.
Yeah, effectively, it's just this means that when you do a search for a particular story, it's not going to come up in your search.
In Europe,
yeah. Yeah, that otherwise would.
But this is only because Google's based in Europe, too, right? This is because they have offices within Europe.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have any jurisdiction.
Correct.
So they could just ignore it safely.
Although, they could just remove their offices from Europe.
They could, but keep in mind that they also have censorship filters in Europe at the ISP level, so they could effectively also block Google altogether. If they
that
want
would
to.
Be so much more honest, and it would be so much harder to lie to the people about what they're doing, because most people will never be aware that news items disappear, you know, or references to news items will disappear. And I've had it happen to me where, you know, I've always had to prove that a particular event went this way by going to the YouTube video, and then, oops, the YouTube video's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the internet's already losing tons of information, like, on a daily basis just because servers go down, companies fold, things of that nature.
Sure.
So.
Even if the company stays around, one of their hard drives crashes, and nobody's backing that
stuff
up.
Or it's just, you know, they think it's irrelevant anymore. Like, maybe a great example of this is like old software. Try and do a search for like Palm software. You will find lots of references to Palm software.
Like Palm Pilot?
Yeah, like Palm Pilots, like back in the 90s, but you won't be able to find any of the software. Or a 1990s era computer, right? Nobody thinks, you know, what good is it? Well, somebody who wants to refurbish, you know, older computers for historic purposes would want to be able to find the drivers and things, but nope, can't find them anymore because Dell or whoever doesn't host them anymore. So,
hey, check these guys out. You guys have your own show you do. It's called Freedom Decrypted. It's Saturday afternoons starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Tomorrow will probably be a little bit later because of the event.
Oh, right. We got 420 tomorrow as well. So it'll be a really interesting
freedomdecrypted.com.
Freedom Decrypted at freedomdecrypted.com. Check them out tomorrow evening, and we'll be back tomorrow as well.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.